little buttons aren't working.
All right, Debbie, are you there?
I can hear you now.
Okay, yeah, we had a muting problem, obviously. For the record, Amy also is here. Miss Dubay. So, how about you, Julius? Are you there?
Yeah, I hear you.
Okay, you can go ahead with your report.
Okay, hold it. And for month of October, up the roads, old city buildings, changed fan on our shop heater, extended a culvert, hauled rock for a driveway, straightened out metal and tire piles at the landfill, worked on our Ford Ranger at the shop. We received our new skid steer on the freight boat, cleaned up the shop, made room for our winter equipment, ordered new tires for the loader and grader, and some snow chains for our equipment. And that's about it.
All right. Thank you, Julius. Any questions or comments for Julius at this time? I'm hearing none. All right. Thank you, Julius. We'll go on to the next report, which is the Harbor Master's report with Alan Kuchma.
Thank you, Jim. For the month of October, we hauled and stored some boats. We hired a new night guy, changed a couple of planks on the bridge, did some gel maintenance. We hauled the fireboat up and sprayed out the bottom, did a couple of dump runs.
All right, thank you, Alan. Any questions or comments for Alan? Seeing none. Thank you, Alan. We'll go on to the next report, which is the Department of Public Safety with Acting Chief Ben Allen.
I arrested one in Washington jail. Three traffic stops with verbal warnings. Two officers had DPI engine training at Rhythm Link Assembly. 22 calls for 911, one being a hang up, travel request from that on call, one medical or disturbance calls, two suspicious activities, ambulances, one welfare check, one assault, two noise complaints, trespass. As far as reports written for the month of October, ready reports, civil paper served. One agency assists with child services on suspicious circumstances. Two criminal trespass. One deceased person. 12 disturbance calls. 7 courtesy transports. 1 report of lost or found property. 1 motorist assist. Hit and run accident. 4 animal complaints. 4 agency assists for probation. 2 medical. One welfare check, one traffic report, there was also one knowledge test given for the DMV, 1,097 miles patrolled, 1,341 business and residence checks, 1,299 citizen contacts, 3 civil papers served, and 1 knowledge.
All right. Thank you, Ben. Any questions or comments for Ben this time? All right. Say none. Thank you, Ben. Okay. We'll go on to the next report, which would be the EMS and fire and the report in your packet. We'll go on to the next, which is the finance with finance officer Curtis Gunderson.
Good evening. For the month of September, the city received $54,594.25 in raw fish tax and $81,446.29 in sales tax.
All right. Thank you, Curtis. Any questions or comments for Curtis? All right, seeing none. Thank you, Curtis. So we'll go on to the next report is the administrator's report with Debbie Schmidt.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Hello, everybody. I returned from vacation week before last and jumped right into a workshop in Anchorage for RUBA scoring or for the RUBA operations. I have to say I was kind of regretting having to take all that time, but I ended up really enjoying the class and learned a lot while I was through the whole week. Learned a lot from the people that were there and also from the DCRA staff. I have been working still on various reports to the state of Alaska. I'm still amazed with how many reports we have to do to the state. Also working on or getting ready to work on ARPA and LGR reports and another grant report. Kind of anxious about the ARPA reports. I don't know. I think we may end up having to do some amendments to our FY23 audit. I don't know if things are expensed correctly, but we'll find out. It's going to be a lot of work, I think. I worked with the mayor on the harbor property lease. The police department and police employment, EMS and fire department plans, raw fish tax. They're all ongoing issues, and I will continue to update you on those that are not on this agenda. Talked to various state departments and research grants for capital improvement projects. So those are in the works. I'm like kind of have my eyes on some things, so I'm happy to dive deeper into that, and you'll be hearing about it. I talked to our lobbyist, Hickey and Associates. Mayor Smith and I have been talking about the value that we receive from spending the money on that. I meet with Mark later this week, and we're going to talk about some ideas for the year to see if what kind of value we can get out of that. We're getting ready to really ramp up our work on the budget and our finances after we've got the FY23 audit done. It's on the agenda for this evening for you to adopt, and look forward to getting into 24 and then just really doing some good forecasting and taking a look at the way forward as far as revenues are concerned. I did actually have a little bit more to add about on the fish tax. I spoke with several people at the legislature and our lobbyist about what the state is trying to do as far as getting more fish tax to some of our communities in Western Alaska who are having bad fish seasons, and our tax revenue has decreased a lot. I believe they're trying to adjust the fish tax program somehow, and just stay tuned for that. I'm not sure of all the details yet. I did had Jade hand out the strategic plan. It is up to date. However, I wanted to possibly at our next meeting, depending on our agenda load, but at the half year mark, wanted to kind of hold an executive session and dive into that a little deeper and talk about especially not so much the strategic initiatives, because we kind of completed that, but get into our internal improvements a little bit. Just kind of feel the need to do that. And I think it'll be a good discussion. I wanted to just share with you that I did have a conversation with TDX Power about their utility that they have for sale there in Sandpoint. They are actually talking to another person who or another, I don't know who it is, who wants to buy all of their business. And so TVX, that's how they want to sell that. But we still, depending on how that goes, we can talk further about that, or we're in line for them to get back to us if it comes to that. The fish tax and shell Silver Bay issue is ongoing. Talking to an attorney, and I'll keep updating you on that. The clinic lease, I kind of got ahead of myself. We passed it a couple meetings ago, but the IHS won't allow us to have a no late fee or a late fee section in the contract, so we need to bring it back at the next meeting and get rid of, delete that clause and repass it. In addition to that, we need to start talking about some maintenance to the clinic building. A couple months ago as well, in addition to the lease, you got a report on things that need to be maintained at the clinic. And the big expense items are the changing out the flooring in the interior floor, the flooring, and also the and some painting needs to be done. And I believe that's it.
All right. Thank you, Debbie. Any questions or comments for Debbie at this time? Austin?
Hey, Debbie. This is Austin. If we need to make adjustments to the 2023 audit due to the ARPA funding, we better not to pass it at this meeting, or is it better to go back and make changes?
I think we just adjust it for... I think we just make an adjustment, because I don't know. I just want to warn you that might happen. I don't understand the expenses that we took after reading the agreements that we signed with them. But they sound pretty lenient, so I think we could move things around. But I just wanted to make you aware that might come up.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Austin. Any other questions or comments? All right, hearing none. Thank you, Debbie. Okay, that concludes our report. We'll go on to the next order of business, hearings, ordinances, and resolutions, which we have one resolution 2406, a resolution of the City of Sandpoint adopting an alternative allocation method for the FY25 Shared Fisheries Business Tax Program, and certifying that the allocation method fairly represents the distribution of significant effects of fisheries business activity in the FMA3 Alaska Peninsula area. And this time, do we have a motion to adopt Resolution 2406.
I'll make a motion to adopt Resolution 2406 as what the mayor stated.
Thank you. So we have a motion by Marita and a second by Billy. I'll hand the floor to Debbie.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. This resolution is routine. We do it every year. It's the exact resolution that was forwarded to us from the state in order to receive our share of the fisheries business tax.
All right. Thank you, Debbie. No further questions. Roll call, please, Jay.
Teresa?
Yes.
Austin?
Yes.
Amy?
Yes.
Bill?
Yes.
Mac?
Amy?
Yes.
All right, motion carried. Okay, we'll go on to the next item. Business, old business, and I see there's none. We'll go on to new business. And the first item is FY23 audit. And at this time, do we have a motion to accept the FY23 audit.
I'd like to make a motion to accept the FY23 audit as presented.
All right, we have a motion by Austin. Do we have a second?
Second.
By Bill.
Hi.
Okay. There's no further comments. Roll call.
Amy?
Yes.
Amy?
Yes.
Austin?
Yes.
Lisa?
Yes.
Billy?
Yes.
Jack?
Yes.
All right, motion carries. Okay, that concludes old business. We'll go on to the next item of new business, which is the Western Marine Construction Harbor Lease. And we discussed this in our workshop. Does someone have a motion for this?
I'll make a motion to authorize the mayor to negotiate accepting approximately 3,000 cubic yards in lieu of payment for the Western Marine.
Right.
I will second that.
Motion by Marita, and we have a second by Amy. Is there any discussion? All right, seeing none. Roll call, please, Jay.
Austin?
Yes.
Jack?
Yes.
Yes. Marita?
Yes.
Amy?
Yes.
Amy?
Yes.
All right. Motion carries. Okay, we'll go on to the next item of business. Item of new business, the 2025 leases. All right, do we have a motion?
I'll make a motion that we the leases, but to be the whole clinic lease and the radio station lease, we tabled that to a different time and accept the rest of the proposed leases. Does that make sense? Am I doing that right?
Mm-hmm. What were the two?
The old clinic leases, Legendary Pizza and the Lucia, and also the KNCP radio station.
Okay, we have a motion by Amy to accept the leases, except the old clinic leases and
KSDP.
KSDP, which will be addressed at a later date.
Yeah.
But we will accept the rest. So we have a motion by Amy. Do we have a second?
Yes, second.
By Janie.
Can I make a note on her?
Yeah.
Motion. One of the
policies
says this is a
treater. Oh.
Just
to
point it out. Yeah.
Okay, so we have a motion. All leases. One lease is a 2-year lease. We'll exclude the old clinic leases and the radio station. Motion in a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none. Roll call, please, Jay.
Amy?
Yes.
Austin?
Yes.
Billy?
Yes.
Amy?
Yes.
Marita?
Yes.
Yes.
All right. Let's move on to the next item. This is new business number 4. Police Department's policy update for body cameras. There's a question on this. So,
I have a question.
Yeah, go ahead.
Question is, can this be an ordinance of a policy? Or I saw the word update. I'm sorry, I left at the end of the workshop, so it might be out of line, but it says Police Department policy update. But wouldn't you want this to be an ordinance for our city, since we're going to have, you know, wouldn't it be an ordinance versus a policy? And
Mr. Mayor?
My reason.
Mr. Mayor?
Yeah, 1 second, Debbie.
I think because there, you know, it has to do with more legal stuff. Where are you going to store it? Those kind of things. Like, I'm all for this, but I think it's more of an ordinance that we should pass than a policy. Or am I off base?
Debbie?
Yeah, I just wanted to say, I did say that in the memo that I prepared for this. It absolutely should be an ordinance at some point. If we're not done amending it, and also that to go back to the taser policy is adopted the same way as if you pass this tonight, it's the same thing. So that would be something that we could work on in the future to have, you know, if we still wanted to do some work on it, but we wanted to pass it now for other reasons, for the grant reasons. I think you can do that, but I believe, you know, it should, and we need to stay on it. It should absolutely be an ordinance because it will be law for the city. It wouldn't, I was asked if it should be a resolution, but really resolutions are for opinions of the council. Versus law, the ordinance would be the law.
Well, as the way it's written, I'm not comfortable tonight voting on it. Just the way it's presented to us, like this, that's just my personal opinion. So,
how time sensitive is this? When's the grant reimbursement due date?
I need to have.
Could we ask us in our motion, could we state that we are going to put an ordinance on our next meeting in regards to this?
We pass this as an amendment to the
And then just add that we are for sure this will be a resolution or an ordinance on our next meeting.
So what would we be voting on this meeting? Because it stated police department policy update body cam cameras. So would we need to change that?
The policy for the police department. So they can go forward and get the funding and whatnot.
Well, it would just be a policy. It would not be implemented until we have an ordinance, which would be read twice. We'll have a policy to start the action of this. Hopefully, that's what
to go along with it, you know, pass the policy, and we're not going to receive this. Probably change.
Okay.
How long have we known about this?
4 o'clock.
Mr. Chair? I mean, Mr. Mayor?
Yes.
So this was on the agenda several times. I think it was even discussed before me. The attorney has reviewed not this particular one, which is, this is just scaled back from the really lengthy one that you guys had on your agenda, in your packet, 4 months ago, maybe. I think it was last summer. And he did look at it. It's not... It's just less. He thought that we should absolutely have a policy if we're going to do it, or a ordinance, or however we wanted to do it. So I just wanted to throw that in there, that this is not the first time you're seeing this. It's been on your agenda several times, and then even before I got here or started working at the city. So it's up to you what you want to do, but I just wanted to if that might help you feel more comfortable with it, since it is kind of on a fast track here.
All right. Thank you, Debbie. Awesome.
Debbie, have you run the idea of including this as a policy addendum to the taser policy by the attorney? And he says that would be passable for now. Like, are we confident that this would be kosher?
No, I didn't even talk to him about this because we've already... I'm trying not to spend the money. I think this is okay. This is not, you know, all this stuff is in the other one. I could definitely do it tomorrow if you want me to send it to him and spend $600 for him to read it.
It's not about him reading it per se. It's about making sure that what we're doing by amending a policy to include related but completely separate equipment into that policy is something that would be okay. If that's fine and legal, that's totally fine, but I'd hate for, and even though it's short term, it still would be kind of like, it's a little bit of a leap for me. Like, just a little bit. I'm okay to do it, but I think even, you know, I know it's a short notice and stuff like that, but it seems like a pretty dramatic move in some regards.
Yeah, it does. I agree with you. I can do what you want. It's up to you guys.
Well, if you guys want our cases to go forward with our officers and stuff, you might want to reconsider.
Well, I'm putting a motion.
I mean, I think, I'm sorry.
I'm putting a motion to put the police department policy to date. I don't know if anyone wants to add it to the ordinance.
Wait, check, please.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I think we ought to, from what I'm seeing and hearing, that most of the cities are going to this bodywork cameras and, you know, try to prosecute all you want, but without cameras, the cases don't seem to be going anywhere.
I think we can go right. What Marisa had suggested. We can update our policy to get this started and then bring an ordinance for next meeting. These will not be used without being approved through ordinance.
Yeah, but this will get the ball rolling.
Yeah, I think that's what we've come to. So, okay, so unless there's other discussion. But we have a motion at this time to update our police policy.
I have a motion to update our police policy for the body.
And to bring it. And to bring an ordinance
to the next meeting.
For agreement on that?
I'll second.
That was second. Okay, we have a motion by Janie and a second by Jack. We have roll call, please.
Lee?
Yes.
Austin?
Yes.
Janie? Yes.
Janie?
Yes.
Marisa?
Yes.
Jack?
Yes.
All right, motion carried. Okay. Good. We'll go on to the next. Item of business. Number five, donation request by Pollock Harbor Tribe for the Silver Bell Rock. And they are asking for the amount of $250. They came in.
I'd like to make a motion to give them $500. We gave them $500 last year as a donation request for the Silver Bell Rock.
We have a motion by Amy to
$500.
$500 last year.
Okay.
Donation amount for $500. We also have a second by Bill. No further discussion. Roll call, please, Jade.
Amy?
Yes.
Amy?
Yes.
Austin?
Yes.
Jack?
Yep.
Billy?
Yes.
Rachel?
Yes.
All right, motion carries. Okay, go on to the next item. Number six is the donation request from QTT for the Christmas potluck. And they are requesting the amount of $2,000.
Last year we gave them $1,500.
Okay,
I'll make a motion for the donation request for QTT potluck at $1,500.
Okay, we have a motion by Janie. Give 1,500. Do we have a second?
Second.
We
We have a second by Marita. Any other discussion? I'm right, seeing none. Roll call, please, Jade.
Jack?
Yes.
Marita?
Yes.
Amy?
Yes.
Amy?
Yes.
Billy?
Yes.
Austin?
Yes.
All right, motion carries. Okay, on to number 7. We have a donation request by the Sandpoint Eagles basketball program. We have a lot of representatives here. We all going to talk?
We want to hear from you.
You
can give us a rundown.
Okay, who's your leader?
Did not get this money. The boys have 2 sets of home games here, and they're sending 1 boys team to regionals out of Sandpoint and King Cove, and they're talking about if we do not fundraise this money, they will take or possibly take away our weekend to home games and send us over to King Cove. So that means the guy Rowdy only was going to have 4 home games left, only have 2 home games left, and that's a possibility if we do not raise this money. So we're kind of got our back against the wall.
And is the basketball schedule set?
Yeah. And we're also, like, for the girls' portion of this, we're asking, because the schedule has changed slightly, we were supposed to have the 1A Girls Solution Chain Regional Conference here at the end of February, but due to our school going under major maintenance around that time, it has been moved to King Cove. Now we're down to 1 home game, and our athletes deserve more than 1 home game. Our community deserves more. And so watch our girls play for 30 minutes. 2 days. So that's also why we're asking for donations. There's actually just all around in general for our whole school district, there's not a lot of games. Like, I think we get 22 placing games in the season.
We're allowed, but we only have 12 games.
Yeah. That's including regionals or not?
Not including.
So the girls, let me just make sure. So the girls right now, only is scheduled to have 1 home game.
Yeah, 1 set. So we would get our night game and then that morning
right.
game.
Okay.
And that's
yeah,
when the game until February.
And then the boys have
2 weekends of
games. 2 weekends of games in some point.
Yeah.
So 4 if you did 2 and 2.
But the girls are going to get the
guard
reach. Hmm? Have like 2 home weekends.
Where else have you sent letters?
Nowhere yet, because right now we're just seeing what the city will give us before we look to like other outside entities. But other donors that we will be asking, depending on who I'll say, will be like the Alley Corporation. I'm not remembering.
When will the basketball schedule be set? Do we know that?
Basketball season starts December 4th. I was told the middle of December it will be for sure set because they're also trying to add stuff in around. We have a tournament in Bristol Bay towards the end of January, and they're trying to figure out a schedule then to see if we would have to fundraise money to go and stay a couple nights in Anchorage to play a few games around there or to keep us in Bristol Bay. There's other school districts that are willing to stay a few extra days in Bristol Bay to play some more games.
We're working on more, which is good. Okay. Any other questions? All right. Thank you, guys. Hearing none. So, we will need a motion. Teams were asking for $4,000, so we have a motion to accept the donation request from the Sandpoint Eagles basketball program for $4,000.
I make a motion to donate the Sandpoint Eagles basketball program for $5,000.
We know that was a mistake. We have kids
out there.
I'll second the 5,000, not the 5,000.
All right, we have a motion by Jamie for 5,000 and a second from Bill. Any further discussion?
If you don't use the money for the travel for the home games, do you return it to the city?
All right, thank you, Amy. So we have a motion and a second. Okay. Oh, Marita?
Can I make a comment? Maybe for the future, so we work on maybe doing a tournament for Sandpoint boys and girls in Sandpoint?
Yes, I was actually about to talk to our AD and superintendent to start crunching numbers on that, because I think that would be a great thing for our community.
Yeah. All tournament.
Yeah. Small. Yeah. Both boys and girls.
Everybody.
Yeah. Then the classes have opportunities to raise fundraise for other things too with more
right.
people.
Yeah. So I, we haven't had a tournament in a long time here like that. So it would be nice. So yeah, it was on my agenda to speak to our AD and superintendent, but it is a little harder when we always have the revolving door of the AD.
Yeah, I just want to add to that that I really hope the young people will get out and try to raise money, because everybody's having a money crunch here.
Yeah.
City included. And it looks like we have lots of money, and this fund we're probably going to give you this money out of. But as we spend that down, there's a lot of people who come a lot of times during the year and want a little bit of money. If we spend that all down, we'll be there in the future. Raise what you can. You guys get your aprons on, and you girls get out cookbooks or kick us some butt.
Yeah, that's true. That's true, Jeff.
Yeah.
Come up with any idea you can to raise money.
Well, I know Dan has been raising money, so I've seen your stuff.
All right. Thank you, Jack. Any other comment? Seeing none, can I get a roll call, please, Chase?
Amy? Yes. Marisa?
Yes.
Jack?
All right, motion carried. All right, thank you guys. Okay, we're going to go on to the.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you guys. Thanks for
coming. All right, I hope you get the right amount and do as many games as possible.
Don't go
far.
Pick all your friends. Let's go.
Come on.
All right.
I'll make a motion to go into executive session at 7:48 in regards to the police chief appointment.
All right, we have a motion.
We can invite the police chief and our administrator, Debbie.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to meet everybody on Zoom, and we're going to hang up that and call Debbie back on the teleconference line.
We need a second.
So let's reach out into...
So I'm hanging up?
I don't know.
Hang on a second.
Austin had way more. I don't
know your way.
Yeah, Austin knows how to rig up.
I don't ever even use them.
So long as the radio is off, Austin. That part is fine.
We're going to